Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie on this cracker Tuesday morning. The Pretenders there, a little brass in pocket. It is 5:07 for those people heading south in the 5 to 6 club, and I know there are thousands of them at this hour of the morning. I spoke about a truck accident on the Pacific Highway at Godfrey Hill Road, which is just south of Old Bar. One of our 5 to 6 club legends, I thought he was in his VW. No, he's in his truck. Groover, good morning. Now, you're telling me, I read that the truck was on fire, thinking it just may have been something to the side of the road, but the traffic's, what, banked up for kilometres?
Oh, it would be by now, yeah. I've been here since about, I got there about 10 to 5, quarter to 5, and it was already banked up then.
All right, so that's about 20 minutes ago, so there's going to be big problems for people heading south on the Pacific Highway. And are they all trucks, Groover, or cars in amongst that as well?
Oh, yeah, we got cars in amongst them because these guys look like they've been stopped for a while and there's no contrarians flow that I can see. I can just see the smoke in the distance and heaps of flashing lights, and we're just all sitting here at the minute.
Okie dokie. All right. So for those people...
Nobody's going anywhere.
...heading south, maybe put it off for a bit, Groover, eh? That's what we're thinking.
I'd say so. I could be hours just getting back to port, and I'm only an hour out of town.
Okie dokie. All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much for the call. And just repeating, if you are heading south, massive delays after a truck fire there this morning. Godfrey Hill Road, which is just south out of Old Bar. Now, our old mate Groover... I got there about 10 to 5, and there was a big line-up then. This is now 20 minutes later. So particularly for our truckie mates, looks like massive delays in that area this morning, just south of Old Bar after the truck fire there. All righty. Weather, as you're just waking up, a beautiful sunny day coming up. Just a slight chance of a shower about the higher ground in the afternoon and evening. They're going to throw a storm in there as well. And 31 degrees, really going to be warm. Major news stories of the day. Well, there's further talk about the Saudis with apparently a body double donning Khashoggi's clothing after his alleged embassy killing. According to a surveillance video, they've got a bloke wearing his clothes in another part of the town. Wow. Hurricane Willa is building to a Category 5 storm off Mexico's Pacific coast near Puerto Vallarta. And, of course, the apology by the Prime Minister yesterday on the back of the child sexual abuse report has gone over well yesterday. And the applause for Julia Gillard, too, who started that report 5 years ago, was nice to see as well. And actually, Ray Hadley did a nice piece about the former Prime Minister yesterday. What those people went through, you and I... we'll probably never know. But it's great to see them getting at least recognition that it wasn't their fault. And no one listened, but now they are listening. And let's hope that's been a generational change in our lifetime, folks. Locally, as Lee put this up yesterday, police are appealing for information after two homes were broken into at Crescent Head on Sunday night. We'll talk more about that later. In sport, new Manly coach Des Hasler has launched an extraordinary defence of his use of the back-ended salary cap in his previous roles with the Bulldogs and the Sea Eagles. And locally, this is a great story. We're hopefully going to catch up with this guy a little later on in the morning. At the Invictus Games yesterday, Bonnie Hill's Matt Modell opened his campaign with two silver medals at the indoor rowing. Firstly, in the IR6 4-minute endurance, and then in the IR6 1-minute sprint. So hopefully we're going to catch up with Matt. He's a real character. He was the bloke that tried to get Harry to autograph the budgie smugglers. Anyway, we'll hopefully catch up with Matt a little later on in the morning. What a great effort. On the show today, plenty happening as always on a Tuesday. We're going to talk more about Oztober, more great Australian stories to come as we salute Australian music all October. It is Oztober. And remember, only Triple M Club members can win tickets to go and see our garage sessions in tropical North Queensland with Ian Moss, the Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and the Screaming Jets. If you're not a member, sign up today. Also, we're going to catch up with Jeff Shelton from Marine Rescue and talk about the PM night coming up for boaties on Friday night. Now, it's the 25th anniversary. And look, if you're a boatie, it's a great networking night. You get to talk to fisheries and also to marine groups around the place. And there's some great prizes to be won if you're a member. I think about over $6,000 worth. So we'll talk to Jeff about that. It's coming up Friday night. If you're a boatie getting into the busy season, into summer, just as we're creeping towards it. You can't miss this one on Friday. We'll talk to Jeff about that a little later on. The $1,000 birthday wheel, yes, we'll give you the chance to win that. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Ryan Reynolds, Pele and Weird Al Yankovic. How's that for a threesome? And also, Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
For those people heading south in the 5 to 6 Club, and I know there are thousands of them at this hour of the morning, I spoke about a truck accident on the Pacific Highway at Godfrey Hill Road, which is just south of Old Bar. One of our 5 to 6 Club legends, I thought he was in his VW. No, he's in his truck. Groover, good morning. Now, you're telling me I read that the truck was on fire, thinking it just may have been something to the side of the road, but the traffic's, what, banked up for kilometres?
Oh, it would be by now, yeah. I've been here since about, I got there about 10 to 5, quarter to 5, and it was already banked up then.
All right, so that's about 20 minutes ago, so there's going to be big problems for people heading south on the Pacific Highway. And are they all trucks, Groover, or cars in amongst that as well?
Oh, yeah, we got cars in amongst them because these guys look like they've been stopped for a while and there's no contrary in flow that I can see. I can just see the smoke in the distance and heaps of flashing lights, and we're just all sitting here at the minute.
Okie dokie. All right. So for those people heading south, maybe put it off for a bit, Groover, eh? That's what we're thinking.
I'd say so. I could be out just getting back to port, and I'm only an hour out of town.
Okie dokie. All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much for the call. And just repeating, if you are heading south, massive delays after a truck fire there this morning. Godfrey Hill Road, which is just south out of Old Bar. Now, our old mate Groover, I got there about 10 to 5, and there was a big lineup then. This is now 20 minutes later. So particularly for our truckie mates, looks like massive delays in that area this morning.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
On Cactus Island Radio, morning comment with Genghis Porkbun.
Well, let's hope the government's Royal Commission into Aged Care will be as successful as their Royal Commission into the banks. Let's hope it flushes out all those Labor-voting aged care patients who are just pretending to be old to get free custard. That's obviously what the Commission is looking for. Let's hope it succeeds like the Royal Commission into the Labor-loving trade unions. Remember that? It almost named and shamed thousands of criminal trade unionists, and two were actually arrested. And in fact, one nearly went to jail. And let's hope the aged care inquiry succeeds like the Royal Commission years ago into the crud buzzard Labor government's pink bat insulation scheme, which burnt down so many houses that it caused global warming, and that's the honest truth. Well, it would be if global warming existed, which it doesn't, but you take my point. Consequently, both Kevin Crudd and Julia Buzzard were disemboweled and their entrails fed to each other. Well, they apologised anyway, same thing. But my point is that Royal Commissions are the perfect tool to expose the lefties as the kitten-strangling, corpse-eating, sister-kissing rabble that they are. So I've got a few ideas for Royal Commissions to put to our brilliant and charming saviour of Conservative politics, PM Scott Rabbiton. Welcome to my humble studio, oh great one. Oh.
Thank you, Genghis.
Come and join me on my daybed.
What?
Is it warm in here? Pop on a kimono like mine.
Well, I don't
think. Now, before we talk Labor Party inquiries, how about a Royal Commission into how women are wrecking the joint?
What?
I recently had to put a couple of women creatures in their place. One, the CEO of the Sydney Opera House, and the other, a state premier, Gladys McGladysface. Yes, I had to become rude and obnoxious and rant for hours until they did what I demanded in terms of advertising.
Ah, right. Yes, the Everest horse race ad on the Opera House.
Yes, got me more publicity than I could dream of. And a ratings boost off the scale. But those stupid women thought all that bullying was to do with the GGs. Oh, my giddy aunt. Perhaps your Royal Commission could investigate whether there should be some sort of eradication program. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any point to women at all. Not in my experience, anyway. ScoMo? Typical. Oh, he's sprung into action already. Well, let's go to a break while I check my daybed for odours.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, back after the Wormer with number 17 on his back, came off the bench yesterday. Bluey Waters, good morning.
Good morning, Shawnee.
You know where the Wormer was when I spoke to him yesterday?
No, tell me.
He'd been at a music festival in Grafton.
Right.
So there he was. But, yeah, he was out and had been to the beaches and had given us a full report, but he was shaking his head yesterday, Bluey. It wasn't very good. And we had beautiful southerly winds while you're away, Bluey. Your first day back. Guess who's back?
The Northeasters.
The Northeasters back today. Gee, you're good. Oh, my goodness me. What a shocking weekend, Bluey, too. You didn't miss much. The swell was huge. The water was, they reckon it was 14.5 degrees near you in the ocean. How about that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it wasn't real good. It wasn't real good in Sydney either, I can report. We had a bit of a look around the harbour. They were catching a small tailor and a few black kings, but they were very brave out there. I went to a weigh-in on the northern beaches on the Sunday, and they had a snapper comp down there, and they were all shaking their heads because they really looked forward to the snapper comp. The biggest one was about 2.2 kilos, really, so it wasn't, the fishing wasn't very good down that way either.
Yeah, I tell you what. Now, also, I've got a note from, now, again, because this bloke's got four phones and he's got three mates, I never know who this is, but it says, Al can't go fishing, he found a funnel web spider under the boat. He's worried there are more in the boat.
I wonder who put them there.
Oh, yeah. Fair deacon.
Oh, good to hear that. Hooray for everyone.
Do you reckon they've been planted?
I think so.
I think they have. But hey, we just want to get into Tamworth or follow the Royals around, you know, like just
take
the rain with you, Al. But anyway, well, what do you think about it today, Bluey? I mean, a beautiful sunny start to the morning. There's fog around, which normally means it's going to be warm, up to 31 today. Your old mate, the Northeast, is there. Rising tide up to late 30. Where are we going?
Yeah, we're out to the estuary this morning. I looked at the estuary. It looks quite good out there. Pretty good, pretty calm at the moment. That northeast, we may get a good session. You know, I reckon it won't get here until about late morning, sort of around lunchtime. So we'll get a good session. We'll fish the top of the tide, a little bit of the run-out tide. So we're out the estuary. Try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Prawns or whitebait. Okie dokie. No worries. All right, Bluey. Now, normally something happens to you while you're away. Did you have an uneventful trip or was it eventful?
No, uneventful.
Uneventful. That's good.
Very good.
Now, also, tell me about your restaurant you found at DY, which is a great spot.
It's a little quirky restaurant on the northern beaches. Yeah. Fantastic. It's a delicatessen. It's an Italian delicatessen by daytime, and as it gets through the evening, they push all the shelves are on rollers, so they push them all aside and turn it into a restaurant. and the food,
magnificent, good stuff. Now, what did you have, Lou? Your big bowl of spaghetti, or did you have a pizza? What did you have?
Yeah, I had that, and I had a veal entree, and then the spaghetti on the main course. Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Magnificent. Good on you, Bluey. Now, also, we had to tell you, Pommy Rich and I had a very funny day on Saturday doing the weekend What's On. I was sitting in for Jack, who was helping move his partner to Canberra. And remember, Bodger used to be on Triple M and the Arvo show. He got nominated for a really big award, actually, in Melbourne. He goes down to the big shebang down there, right? And he's nervous as all get out, you know? And he, how's this, Bluey? First of all, Friday, first plane delayed, right? He goes to get on it at the delayed time. They've delayed it again. He gets into Melbourne very late, and guess what? They've lost his luggage.
Oh, no.
he went to Newcastle the week before and bought a new suit and everything. Anyway, the next day, he thinks, well, today's got to get better. And he's waking up, right? This is it. I don't know if he's in a hostel or he's in a hotel. He's waking up and he thinks, geez, that alarm's loud. He's looking at his phone to turn it off. It's a fire alarm and he's got to evacuate out into the street. And all he's got is the hotel towel around him.
Oh, no.
So if you see him, ask him about, how'd your weekend in Melbourne go? Anyway, I think it's come good. He was doing a tour of the MCG yesterday.
Oh, how good would that be?
He was looking forward to that. I remember when Donnie Barton did it about 18 months ago, I think, and he had Alan Jeans doing it, the great Hawthorn coach.
Yeah,
so
right.
You never know. I think they're volunteers, Bluey, that do the MCG tour. But anyway, poor old Bodge, it was like, my goodness, it's time to evacuate the building.
Trying to evacuate Melbourne.
Goodness me. Yeah, but anyway, we'll catch up with him when he gets back. All right, Bluey, for the fishos today, it is a glorious morning. That sunrise sensational. A lot of fog around, which normally means it's going to be warm. You're sending us out to the estuary because the nor'easter's on the way.
Yeah, out the estuary, try for a lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers. The 6 a.m. heart starter. It's out.
Sunny and a top of 26 on the mid-north coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Police now appealing for information after two break-ins at Crescent Head on Sunday night. Two men allegedly broke into a home on Kinchilla Street around 10 p.m, awaking the residents and stealing two handbags, a wallet and keys. They escaped on foot. The next day, a man from the same street reported a similar incident, his keys, wallet and ute allegedly stolen. The vehicle was later found burnt out in South Kempsey. New South Wales Health has confirmed the end of the 2018 flu season, bringing confirmation of the mildest season in terms of confirmed cases in 5 years. Across the north coast, we had 699 to the end of September, a drastic reduction on the horror 4,196 the year previous. North Coast Public Health Unit Director Paul Corbin says it could be down to a combination of factors.
Could be for a range of reasons. It could be that we had pretty good immunisation uptake this flu season. There were also some additional vaccines that were targeting four different strains of the influenza virus and some specific ones for younger children and for older people.
In a first for regional New South Wales, mid-north coast children will have access to drug and alcohol anti-bullying programs from a new pop-up classroom being delivered by Life Education. The organisation's New South Wales CEO, Kelly Sloan, was in Lake Cadie for the launch of Healthy Harold's new home and says the dome-shaped structure is cheaper to run than the vans. The classroom will continue to integrate touchscreen, the latest technologies and the popular giraffe mascot. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams, meantime, says she was excited the Mid-North Coast's been chosen as the first regional area to benefit. And Labor is looking to affirm that it is behind the proposed Great Koala National Park. The opposition recently sided with the government in Parliament on a Greens motion proposing to make the park a reality. However, Shadow Environment Minister Penny Sharp says it was legislatively unfeasible. And southbound traffic is beginning to flow on the Pacific Highway following a truck fire this morning at Old Bar. Good news in the North Coast AFL, with confirmation of a new team joining the ranks. Following a big response to a recent public meeting, a committee's been established to form the Northern Beaches Blues. They're planning to field a reserve grade side and also a women's team. Community football manager Paul Taylor says the side has the full support of AFL New South Wales. In season 2018, there were just three teams in both the women's and reserve grade comp, including Sawtell Tormina, Port Macquarie and the Coffs Breakers. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have fairly glassy conditions on all our beaches. The wind's only light at the present time. It's out of the northwest. It will turn north to northeast later in the day. So that early to mid-morning surf will be the peak of the surf today. We do have a small easterly swell to northeasterly swell. The wave size is only around that 2 feet mark, but there's still a few fun little waves on all our beaches. Southern Corners will be the pick for that early to mid-morning surf. As I said, high tide is around 8:30 this morning. Low tide is around 2:30 this afternoon. And the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees, but in some parts of the mid-north coast, the water is a little bit cooler, around 15 to 16 degrees.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Delta Goodrum is reportedly getting married to her on-off boyfriend, Matthew Copley, after purported invites to their intimate ceremony have been leaked. Apparently November 9, which is Delta's birthday, will see the singer wear a Lisa Ho dress for a beach ceremony in Hawaii. Fleetwood Mac have announced details of their European tour dates for next year, including a huge stop at London's iconic Wembley Stadium on June 16. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers lead singer Anthony Kiedis was forced to leave the basketball game early on Saturday night in LA after being ejected from his beloved LA Lakers game after yelling at an opposing team member from the Houston Rockets. Apparently, things got a little bit out of hand.
An egregious act of spitting on an opponent only equates to a one-game suspension? I understand that landing a punch can do more bodily harm. But most players that I've spoken to today say that they'd rather take a wild punch than to be spit on.
Oh, Strawny.
Extra, extra!
what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
All righty, here is Lee, and I've just... Our pun of the week. Oh, there's more nominations today. Oh, we can't let them out yet. We'll reveal them on Friday. Yep. But you like the one I've left open for you there?
Yes. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. I'm not going to give anything away. Okay. It's so good, but yeah,
we'll keep it for Friday.
It's going to be in the top four, isn't it?
It's going to be in the top four. I do like that one. All right, Lee. Beautiful morning this morning. The sun is out around the place. What do the papers say?
Yeah, beautiful indeed. In the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, though, charity stops at home. Legendary Sydney charity figure father Chris Riley faces a huge $630,000 bill after the federal government slashed funding for homeless and disadvantaged children without a warning. Despite pleading for an explanation, Father Riley, who founded the Off the Streets Youth Program, has hit a wall of silence and been hit and has been ordered to pay back the money by the Federal Education Department. As well as that, like getting hit with a sledgehammer, for combat medic Jody Tisch, a call of priority one was the battlefield is as serious as it gets. On a stinking hot day in the Afghan desert, Tisch was called to aid a commando, Chad Elliott, who lay seriously wounded in the dirt after a high-velocity projectile shattered his thigh with an impact which was labelled like a sledgehammer. That story in the Daily Telegraph. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, PM acts to cut energy prices. Australians will be promised new laws to slash up to $832 from their annual electricity bills in another federal government move to toughen rules for big energy companies and demonstrate action on household costs. As well as that, no healing but a hearing when Parliament House stood still. Chrissy Foster, whose daughters were raped by a priest with Julie Gillard yesterday in regard to the apology for those who have suffered from sexual abuse over the years. So good to see some recognition, of course, being garnered there.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, locally with you, police need a bit of help after two incidences on Sunday night at Crescent Head.
Yeah, exactly right. So just prior to 10 p.m. on Sunday, a 55-year-old man and 50-year-old woman awoke to two men breaking in. The pair stole handbags, a wallet and keys before fleeing on foot. Soon after, a loud vehicle was heard pulling away. Then on Monday morning, a resident from the same street reported to Kempsey Police that his ute, keys and wallet had been stolen as well. Following inquiries, the vehicle was located burnt out in South Kempsey. Fortunately, no one was injured in either incident, but it's thought they are related. So now police are calling for anyone with information to call them or Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers, of course, the number is 1-800...
333-000. He got a set of mental blocks and one worked.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother. It happens to me all the time. Good on you, Lee. Okie dokie. And, of course, locally, really great news. Matthew Modell picking up two silver medals yesterday. An outstanding effort. He's quite a character, the bloke, because he's the fellow that offered up, and he's from the mid-north coast, offered up Prince Harry, the budgie smugglers, to sign. Mm. But the medals he won, one was an endurance race, the other one was a sprint, so... On the
complete package.
On the indoor race.
Inspirational, isn't it? All those athletes. It's so good. I love it.
I just love their stories. And look, Lee, all of us have got problems in our lives. But when you hear these people tell their stories, both, ladies and men, I mean, it is... Have we got a problem, really?
Mm. It does put it in perspective. Absolutely.
It does.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Good on you, Lee. All right, thank you for that, mate. We'll catch up with you after the national news and with Hannah. But we've got Marina next with the traffic here at Triple M. Tell you what, it's been a sensational day yesterday at the Invictus Games in Sydney with the one and only Matthew Modell from Bonnie Hills opening his account with two silver medals. I don't think he's had much sleep, but we really appreciate him joining us on the show this morning. Congratulations, Matt. Have you slept at all?
Well, good morning, Stronny. I've had a few hours, it was quite an amazing thing yesterday, and to walk away with a couple of silvers. It still hasn't sunk in, but I'm pretty excited, and it's been an amazing experience so far, and back into it today, a bit of training for athletics competition on Thursday.
All right, mate, let's talk about it, because it was a pretty fair double when you consider the first event was the IR6 4-minute endurance, and then under 4 hours later you're back up for the 1-minute sprint, is that right?
Actually, under 2 hours, So we only had, after a bit of media and stuff like that, we pretty much only had about an hour and a half the time that sort of wrapped up. And so it was a quick warm down and quick warm up again, and we'll straight back out on the ergs and straight into it again for the 1-minute rip.
Matt, we hear so many great stories about this, how this has given people, our injured soldiers, such a new lease on life and has brought you all together. For your story, Matt, tell me about what it's meant to you to go to the Games, and could you give us a brief outline on what happened to you?
Yeah, so for me, being injured overseas whilst on operations, I returned home. I had a couple of different struggles, a few dark days. I had newborn twin boys at home, and also dealing with a pretty severe injury to my spine, which later led me to being medically discharged. And, that was a really tough time for me, really tough time for my family. But to come through a new sport to aid and assist in my recovery, and then using the Invictus platform to obviously, heighten that to another level and on an international level, it's just, it's truly amazing to be a part of, and it's sports aid and assisted in my recovery and many others within the Australian team, and brought them out of some, really dark times, and it's, changed lives and even saved lives.
How good's Prince Harry, Matt? Fair dinkum. Now, I'm going to out you here. You were the bloke who tried to get him to sign the budgie smugglers. What did he actually say to you?
That was actually Ben Yeomans. He's another team member. I was lucky enough to interview Prince Harry at Admiralty House and present him with some buzzy smugglers, and he actually tried them on over his jeans. So his entourage wasn't too impressed at the time, but they sort of went with it. And, so we got him to try on budgie smugglers on national TV, and he's a larrikin and he's a champion guy. He's a really down-to-earth bloke. Anyone who meets him says the same thing. It's a true testament to who he is, and what he's done with Invictus Games is, it's life-changing for so many, and everyone just, wants to thank him.
Yeah, even look, people that aren't too keen on the Royals, you've got to admire this bloke, and he's been to Afghanistan. He hasn't just gone there for a photo. He knows what it's like, and I think that's what resonates, Matt, is it, with people that are have had careers in the military like yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely right. I mean, everyone can relate to him. Everyone can talk to him. I mean, during that interview, he made me feel so comfortable just to have a chat. It wasn't, you didn't feel like you're talking to royalty at the time. He made you feel so humble. He was more interested about me and my story and what sport's doing for me and what the Invictus Games has done for me and my family. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, it was truly a great experience.
What have you got to come, Matt, so we can keep an eye on you?
So on Thursday I'll be competing in the athletics in the 200 and the 400, and depending on other competitors and see how the schedule goes, maybe the 4x100 relay on the Friday evening.
Fantastic, Matt. Look, you guys and gals really have the entire nation's, the world's eyes are on you, and we so admire what you're doing. We're glad you're enjoying it and having a great time. We can't wait till you're back on the Mid-North Coast. From us all here at Triple M and all the listeners, mate, well done, and continue to enjoy the Invictus Games. Thanks for giving us your time, Matt.
Thanks, Strawny, and I really appreciate the support from the Mid-North Coast. It's great.
Oh, Strawny.
And Oztober all month. Yeah. Skyhooks. Great stories to be told. And I've got to tell you today, from midday, Gleeso's very special guest will be the legend that is Ross Wilson on the midday show today, talking all things Oz music with Gleeso. Also, we're also celebrating Oztober by giving you, the Triple M members, exclusive access to the October Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland. Oztober with Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel Screaming Jets, performing live and exclusively for you, our Triple M Club members. If you're not a member, sign up today to triplem.com.au. Up next, Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss today, and is Delta Goodrum getting married? There's a rumour, there's Fleetwood Mac, and there's Anthony Kiedis from the Chili Peppers being turfed out of the basketball in the Staples Centre. What's that all about? Details next. Triple M coming up to 13 to 8 on what is a crackerjack morning across Australia's holiday coast. Of course, we're getting ready for summer. It's only a matter of weeks away now. Boaties of the Mid-North Coast, they love it here on the Mid-North Coast, whether it's in the ocean, in the estuary. But, of course, the number one thing is when you're going out for a day on the boats, you want to be safe. Now, Friday is an event coming up that all buddies on the Mid-North Coast should attend. Foreign Marine Rescue, Jeff Shelton, good morning. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Morning, Mark. Thank you.
Big one coming up on Friday, the PM night. How many years has this been going now?
Yeah, it's quite amazing, Mark. 25 years. And before we go any further, I'd like to really thank you because I think every year you have promoted this night. And, yeah, it's just gone. It's unbelievable how quick it's gone.
Yeah, for sure, Jeff. Now, tell us about how it actually started and what the format will be on Friday night for Bodies.
Yeah, well, 25, because Marine Rescue's been going for more than 45 years, but 25 years ago, we were having people who were logging on, and go, when they go to sea, they log on, and they'll say, yeah, this is Wave Rider, three people on board, going fishing off Plummer, etc. That was all good, except if something went wrong, we didn't know who the boat was. We knew their name, and that was it. The other problem was that there was a lot of confusion between boat names, Wave Rider and Wave Raider, so we came up with this idea that we formed this club and they joined the club, and in those days it was $25 or not, but it was never intended as a fundraiser. It was more intended as they filled out a sheet, so, and we gave them a number, like for example my boat on PM2. So now when we log on, I say I'm PM2, I'm going fishing off Plummer, I've got three persons on board, I'll be back at 10 o'clock. Now, if I don't come back or if I don't answer a skid at 9 o'clock or whatever, anything happens, well, we have the full, the base to have, and at the boat, and at the boat shed, they have the full details of me, my boat, they have a picture of my boat, they know exactly what equipment's on board, et cetera, et cetera. Now, in that first year, 25 years ago, we had 94 members. At the moment, we have 428, so it's been quite amazing.
Yeah.
Journey along that time.
Fantastic. And it's just about everyone pitching in together. And Friday night, I mean, the buddies that are going along, they'll meet other buddies, but it's more than that, Jeff. You're meeting the other relevant authorities like the RMS and the fisheries, and you've got some great prizes to give away.
Yes, yeah, well, Friday night's the 25th year, so we want to make it a big one. People that have been before will remember, you know, the old, what we used to call the guest speaker style. We've done away with that. We've listened to people's feedback and said it was getting a bit, you know, after 25 years. It's amazing it's gone this long.
Yeah.
So what we're calling it a boat and fishing type show. We've got representatives, as you say, from RMS and fisheries and all that. But we've also got, for example, we've got members from three different fishing clubs that are going to be there, and they will be answering questions. If anyone's interested in joining a fishing club, has been thinking about joining a fishing club, we're going to have three different clubs there, and you can talk to them, and if you want to, you can join on the night. So that's another example. Well, the marine dealerships are going to be there. Hastings Marine, they're going to do a new for old replacement on life jackets. If you bring an old jacket, doesn't matter what it looks like or how old it is, they'll replace that with a brand new one for $35, though. So. That's a tremendous deal.
Yeah, and you got, what, about $6,000 worth of prizes to give away as well?
Yes, well, as I said, it was never intended as a fundraising exercise, but if you do the maths, 428 members times now it's $40, it obviously raises a fair bit of money for us. So we want to thank all the members. So if a PM member comes along on the night, they have to be a PM member and they have to be financial and they have to be there on the night. Yes, we've got over $6,000 in prizes to give away to them. And just to, and as well as that, we're having for the people that aren't PM members, we sort of felt a bit sorry for them. So we thought, well, we've got a lucky door prizes as well that have been donated from marine dealerships and that. So everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a PM member. You don't have to even be a boat if you don't want. If you're interested in fishing or boating or whatever. More people, the better.
6:30 Westport on Friday. It's a great initiative, Jeff, and it's proved that by its longevity. Well done, and how you're enjoying retirement. Although, aren't you busier now than when you're at work?
Oh, yeah, that's what they say. I can't retire. I don't want to be that busy. I'm driving trucks. I'm doing, quite amazing. I'm busier now than I ever was.
I tell you what, the fishers, the ones I'm talking to over the weekend, those so-and-so northerlies, some of the water temperatures are around 14 degrees. The fish are all frozen.
Yes, yeah, you pull your sinker up and you can't hold onto the sinker. It's that cold. It's like it's been in a freezer. It's crazy. It's colder on the bottom than it is on the surface.
Yeah, let's hope the weather changes. All the best, Jeff. I'm sure Friday's going to be another great success.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Good on you, Jeff. Jeff Shelton from Marine Rescue. The big night, Friday. Triple M right across the coast on a super Tuesday morning. Bathed in sunshine up to 31 for today. Billy Joel and the Uptown Girl at 9 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah. Let's see if David from Laurieton can spin up the wheel today. Hey, Dave, I bet your Laurieton looks beautiful this morning. Was it a little bit foggy there to start with, though?
Didn't notice it, but it looks all right now, yeah. So it's warm.
It looks pretty good, buddy. I think hopefully we've shaken off, what was looking like a horror movie Sunday when the water was cold, the air was warm, and it looked like we're on the Scottish moors around the Midnight Coast. Thank goodness it's gone. I better get off that Scottish accent now. David, what number are we looking for you? I've got to match it on the wheel. We give you 1,000. What number, chap?
Number 17, please.
Number 17 for David in Laurieton. Come on, number 17, number 17. Come on, number 17. Come on, you rotten so-and-so. It's going to stay on the number 24, David. Can't give you the cash, buddy, but I've got your details. And end of the month, which is only a matter of days away, Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag. Jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win it. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Thanks, Droney.
Okay, buddy. Now, other birthdays today. I can tell you there is a huge birthday today. And the great Peter Hickey. Is this Peter Hickey of Caddo or Peter Hickey of Hingbowder Road, Sikatar Town, that's birthdaying today? Anyway, he's having a birthday today. Yes. I'm sure he'll be raising a glass. The Holes wish you all the very best. Pete, I can't sort of do their full name. Your collective group there, but I'm sure that the girls will make you feel very special today, and they'll be raising a glass with you a little later on in the day. Yes. Good morning, Kelly, Maddie, Emma and Raya, all treating Dad today to a good day. Now, people like the great Peter Hickey of Hingbowder Road, Sikatar Town, are sharing their birthdays. Peter's sharing his birthday with Ryan Reynolds, Pele and Weird Al Yankovic. That sort of makes a bit of sense, actually. Happy birthday, Pete. Triple M and Oztober all month, but still saluting the classic hits of all time, like that from the Beatles there, and 8 days a week. That's sort of my thinking, you know. I think we could go back to like a 4-day week work and a 4-day weekend. Are you with me? Thank you. Morning to the Chook Man, who's just coming through Purfleet. He's just past the accident site we spoke about from earlier this morning. Traffic moving freely, although it goes down to one lane. There are minimal delays there. Good to hear from the Chook Man, who I did go against years ago in the great goat races at Comboy, where we all raced for $500 for our favourite charity. It was certainly a time and a half, the old goat racing. And I was lucky enough to win it twice, actually, and money went to Give Me Five for Kids. And just the funniest day out you could ever have. They had all the gardens. Was it last weekend that they had all the gardens open at Comboyne? The place just looks like a little piece of Ireland there.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Hey, hey. And speaking of goats, you know, it was quite an odd sight for me over the weekend when I went to the early car hot rod show in Bonnie Hills. I saw a guy walking his dog and his goat.
A dog and his goat. Now,
I've never seen a sight.
Another one I've never seen involving goats. I never thought I'd be a 2-time Comboyne Mountain goat racing champion. And my mates give me heaps, Christy, that's saying the goats run very fast because they're very nervous when you stand behind them, Strawn. I have to put up with that. But what about this in Portugal, right? I saw Deb and I were on holidays there and there was a girl on her hen's night was walking around giving out things that were quite amazing, actually. But she was walking a goat with a tutu on.
Yes.
All right. So there you go. The goats have traditions all over the world.
They make a great pet.
They do. Now, Christy, what's happening today?
Well, today is the perfect kind of weather to take a good book and sit outside and soak up the sunshine. So if you don't have a good book, go to the Monster Book Sale on at the showgrounds for the Rotary Club of Warhope. It's on until Saturday from 10 till 2. At the Maclay Valley Community Art Gallery, you can see Petal and Stone, Feather and Bone, their bodies of work that are inspired by nature, put together by three friends. Swimming and the Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool in Belgrave Street. The Mid-North Coast Knitters Guild meet this morning at 10 o'clock at the Port Macquarie Library. Albury. Bar Capella, a charity sing-along choir meet at the Settlers Inn at 7:30. It's $10 entry. Now, the Let's Dance Rock and Roll Social Club meet on Tuesday nights at the Port Macquarie Rotary Centre, Hamilton Green. Now, they also meet on weekends for social dancing. Beginners classes are from 6:30 to 7:30. Intermediates are from 7:30 and partner line dances are at 8:30 till 9. And also in dancing, Zumba classes are every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. There's two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Woolshed, which is a low impact class, and 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high impact class. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy. We'll talk to you same time tomorrow.
See ya.
Oztober, a month-long celebration of Aussie music.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. That's it for us. Winding up with Queen there and I Want to Break Free. And the big movie coming up, a Majestic soon. And the story of Queen, of Freddie Mercury. We're going to have Glenn A. Baker on the show. I think the day that the film starts to air with the big music festival on with Kieran and the crew. Really looking forward to that. Absolute legend, Glenn is. Now, if you missed any part of the show, like talking to Matthew Modell, we were so lucky to grab him. We won two silver medals in the Invictus Games yesterday. Look for that on the Triple M Facebook site and indeed on our website. Matthew's story is just amazing. He got two silver medals yesterday. We love it. Also, if you're interested, I only half heard the interview with Jeff Shelton about the big PM night for boaties on Friday night at Westport. You can download that and go to that on the Triple M Facebook site and on the website as well. Tomorrow, look out. You'll laugh, you'll cry. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Another shot at 1,000 on the wheel and more interesting stuff talking about coming up at the weekend, including a show I think you'll love. Have a great day.
Making the best of each day.